Joe's Need to Know News on Radio Now. This is kind of a great positive story out of something just tragic and senseless. Two Muslim groups have raised over $175,000 online for the victims of the shooting at a Jewish temple in Pittsburgh on Saturday. They started to try to raise $25,000 and hit that goal in about 6 hours. And by last night, I actually just refreshed it. So right now, it's up to $179,000. They're accepting donations through next Tuesday. There's a link on their thing, but I'll put it up on the Need to Know News blog. All the money will go to cover any short-term needs the victims and their families have, such as funeral expenses and medical bills. Just absolutely sad what happened there, It's cool to see people coming together and supporting each other. This would totally confuse me. I don't hate twins, but oh my gosh, I hate twins. I have a hard enough time.
What do you mean hate twins?
I have a hard time remembering like people's names. Now, if you have double vision, like my neighbors down, like two houses down, they're the coolest guys. Like,
I want to have twins so bad.
Okay.
It's my dream.
Then you might be one of these. But imagine this, like what's in the water? A school in Michigan has 14 sets of twins.
Whoa.
14. How would you like to be that teacher?
There is something going on there.
The Grand Rapids University Preparatory Academy only has 441 students with their kids from grades 6 through 12. Of the 35 students who are seniors, 6 of them are twins. The twins said they got a lot of typical questions and even tried to switch places in each other's classes. That would be great. Like, hey, man, can you take that one test for me, please? The school's principal said 2 staff members and even a teaching assistant are also twins. Okay, this is like a cult. Something's going on here. What is happening?
That's insane.
Yeah.
I used to like kind of talk to a twin for a while, and I went to go present in front of his entire fraternity and called his brother by the twin that I was talking to's name.
Oh, that's awkward.
That's awkward.
The one that I was dating. Yeah, I accidentally
didn't go to college. Like, I think of the word present. Like, what did you present to them?
My sorority, like, picks a person from each fraternity to, like, be the, like, DZ Man of the Year.
Oh.
And so I was presenting DZ Man of the Year to the guy that I was, like, talking to, dating, but I accidentally gave the prize to his twin brother
and not the one that I was dating.
What are the odds that you made out with the wrong twin?
Yikes.
Yeah, how awkward. I mean, luckily I never made out with the wrong one. I just presented the
prize. You know, how do you know you didn't make out with the wrong one?
Honestly, who's to know?
Yeah,
That's insane. Twins have got it so good. I don't know how many people are going to like this, but if I didn't do this, my wife would kill me. This is kind of exciting news if you're a big Jeopardy fan. Jeopardy is already available. If you didn't know, this was streaming on Hulu, but they only had like the most 3 recent seasons. The programming on Netflix, though, they're going to put that on there and have a different approach. They're going to give you 45 episodes, kind of handpicked. They're going to have it from the show's history. They're going to focus on 2 things. The reoccurring Tournament of Champions, which are like the best of the best players. And then they're also going to have Battle of the Decades. So my wife, a huge Jeopardy nut, huge Jeopardy nerd, she's going to absolutely love that. If you're wondering, yes, my wife was on Jeopardy. No, she didn't win a bunch of money. I still love her anyways.
That's good.
Let's see here. This is a little advice for you. I don't know, you guys, if you're doing any like last minute Halloween costume ideas, like we're having a costume party for our work on Wednesday and I really don't want to wear the same thing again. I was thinking about being a vampire, maybe like an overweight one. Don't ever get those fake teeth.
Why?
This hurts. A woman's Halloween costume turned out to be a disaster after her fake vampire fangs wouldn't detach from her real teeth.
Ooh. That makes me cringe.
Now it makes it even cringier. This woman's in Alabama, so God knows she doesn't have that many teeth to begin with. She bought the fangs for $3 to add that as a finishing touch to her zombie costume. But the fake fangs would not come out. She squealed like a baby as the dentist tried to get them out. The woman added that'll be the last time she uses fake teeth. I don't understand how they got it stuck or attached.
She must have used some kind of glue.
Yeah, like my grandma, I think, uses Polydent, so I don't know if that's what she was using.
Ew.
I bet you she could eat a mean steak.
Oh, for sure. Like, hey, can you chew this for me? Keep those in there. They'll come out eventually.
Producer Pork Chop would know about steak.
Of course he would, being the Guinness World Record champion and all. And my final thing today for Joe's Need to Know News. Have you ever wondered if someone died in your house or your apartment? Well, you can now run a report on a website. Yep, they're actually doing this. It's called diedinhouse.com. Sellers are generally not under legal obligation to share something horrible like a murder, suicide, or, you know, maybe there was a meth lab, something happened in there. Diedinhouse.com currently works on valid U.S. addresses only, and it'll cost you $12. I think that's a valuable $12 to spend because you do everything else, right, to check out a place before you buy it. Would you run a check, Alex?
Yes, absolutely, 100%. I wish I owned a house so that I could do this, but I just rent an apartment, so I don't have something to look up.
Would you want to live in a house with that someone died in?
Probably not if I had a choice, but I would want to know.
I hate being alone, so I would take like a haunted possessed house if I was single or something like that. I'm like, it's okay. You can terrorize me. You're my friend. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it all online on our website. Go ahead and do that right now.